Since then, investors have focused their enthusiasm on companies that can exploit network effects and become dominant in their sector. Google in internet search, for example. The latest rally has been led by a small number of stocks, sometimes dubbed the FANGs: Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google's parent, Alphabet, and sometimes FAAMG, replacing Netflix with Microsoft. In June, Goldman Sachs said this latter group had been responsible for 40% of the S&P 500 index's gains in the year to that point. The tech industry was Wall Street's best performer in the first half of the year. Eddie Perkin of Eaton Vance, a fund management company, says that investors started the year with too much enthusiasm for the Trump trade, the idea of owning stocks that might benefit from the new president's policies. Companies with high tax bills and those exposed to infrastructure spending were two examples. As hopes for action from the new administration faded, enthusiasm for tech stocks surged. This industry can generate profits growth regardless of the economic outlook. Tech companies in the S&P 500 are likely to record double-digit year-on-year profits growth in the second quarter. Earnings expansion on that scale means that few investors can afford to ignore tech stocks. Since 2009, the industry has been the most favoured by global fund managers for 80% of the time, according to a regular survey by Bank of America Merrill Lynch.